Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know, the Expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo. We need your help. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser, hosted by Fuse Therapy, is hoping to get an adapted bike for this special girl. Please donate toward Presley Bike equipment and services for children with special needs. Follow us on the Just Be a Kid virtual bike ride group on Facebook or contact Fuse Therapy at 918-810-3109 or info@fusetherapy.org. And families with special needs kids will ride on December 5th, 2020 to honor your generosity. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser. Donate by Zelle, PayPal, check, or cash, or call for more info, once again, 918-810-3109 and info@fusetherapy.org.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving to anybody. What is Thanksgiving? I know Christmas carols. Is there such thing as...
To anybody.
Is there such thing as a Thanksgiving song?
Maybe Charlie Brown? I don't know.
Charlie Brown? Can you look... Get closer to the mic. You know, Thanksgiving is gratitude, right? And to our people out there, gratitude is important to be. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for, right? And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about, right? So if that's the case, why not have gratitude? Or my friend Bernadette, right? She owns Bernadette Tailoring, right? On Main Street. Something happened with her plumbing where she didn't have water for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Right? So what happened was I asked her, now that your water's back on, do you appreciate it more? And you know what she said? Yes. Just me. I just ate a meatballs, you know, from Frank's. And Frank's Pizza has been sponsoring our radio show for a long time. We have pizzas out there. We have sandwiches. Like, there's a sausage sandwich. There's meatballs, all that. You know, and he caters the show every week. What happens the day he stops catering it? You know, there's times I've done shows where I forgot to mention his name and thank him. Yeah, and there's pizza out there for us and everything. Because I just forget, right? And it's not right. But it just happens.
You sure you're not taking advantage?
Yeah.
People get used to things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here he helps me out all the time. Matter of fact, Frank owned your restaurant.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes. And, you know, he was a big-time promoter for that place, too. No one in the town of Dunedin spent more money on advertising to advertise your restaurant. Yeah.
I need to borrow his funds again.
Yeah. And it's the same way the guy at the Salty Dog. We're going to get to you guys. I just want to just get this stuff out. It's like Salty Dog Pools, right? Mm-hmm. He built a company. He just told me a story now where the COVID virus, when it first hit, and everybody panicked, right? And he got these three condominiums for $21,000 that sold for $60,000. Because everybody was panicking. Remember lockdown? Yeah. I panicked. Right. I went and bought $600 worth of groceries, right? Thinking there's going to be no food. And we're going to, like, portion it out. Remember that story to the Mars? When he went to Mars and he portioned everything out? That's how I was doing it. We're only getting this much.
Without the toilet paper.
Without the toilet paper. But I panicked, you know? And then, like the salty dog pulls, what he did is he bought these three condos for like $21,000 a piece. They're now up to $60,000 again.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Right. And he was just telling me this story today, right? So there's where gratitude is, and to be grateful. So I would like, because it's Thanksgiving, and I know I should have maybe told him, give me something, like you were just on the phone with your children, right?
Yep.
You know, for those people that are childless, I don't mean to, like, take that negative and put it into a positive, but there are people out there that can't have children, just that alone, right?
Very true.
So I'd like to ask you, Eric, what you're grateful for, and then Miss Jelly Bean, I'm going to ask you what you're grateful for. Yes. And just think that way, too. And gratitude is an action word. And why is that? Because gratitude is an action word because you show it by your actions that you're grateful. Right? Not what you say, your actions will show you're a grateful person.
Can I say something about gratitude?
Go ahead.
I saw this actually, this happened earlier today. This is a true story. Someone said this to me. And so here I go. Did you know that there is science backing power of gratitude? A study from Harvard Medical School reports that people who express gratitude are more optimistic and feel better about themselves personally. Another study states that expressing gratitude creates feelings of connection with others. I think it's nitro scientists have proven that recognition has the largest effect on trust, especially when it's tangible, unexpected, personal, and public. Obviously, gratitude effects is powerful. I urge you to give someone recognition and express your gratitude for them this week and see the impact it has on both of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah,
that was
right?
Actually today, too. That was pretty cool.
Wow. That, and then see how that works? Yeah. Like, I bring it up, he gets a text like that. Was it a text?
It was a text.
Right.
I know.
And
it's
the subject matter is gratitude. Now, Miss Jelly Bean, give me something you're grateful for.
I would have to say that I'm grateful for all the people that are close to me that have supported me through this endeavor. I was kind of grateful for the pandemic and closing down a bunch of those businesses in Dunedin so people found me. And now I'm grateful that everybody's open and we're all doing well, but mostly my family, my children and extended families.
Sure, that's beautiful, right? To be grateful. What a way to live.
You know? Absolutely.
Can you think of it? And I don't always do it, you know, where I'm at, you know. And I hope this is not wrong, but I hope you guys don't get mad at me. I could use the word hypocrite. And that's why I say to people, listen to the message, not the messenger, right? Because you can give a message out there and maybe not do it yourself. And that's why they say it's progress, not perfection.
Right.
Right?
Very true.
I'm happier for longer periods of time more often. But I have my psycho moments, right?
Everyone does.
Right. I have issues. My issues got tissues, right? But the thing is can you be happier for longer periods of time more often? And can it be not, like, can you be where it's part of who you are, innate, right? See the good. Think of this, the smile and compliment club, right? Can you smile and compliment someone? I mean, and I'm saying sincerely, too. Not like, you know,
right. Bull.
If you can just do that, you know, there's two things people want. Do you know what they are?
A smile and a compliment.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
People want to also be right, and they want to be understood, right? Mm-hmm. That's talking
about. Not misunderstood, yeah.
Not misunderstood. So that's why there's a prayer that says it's better to understand than to be understood. It's better to love than to be loved. It's better to forgive than to be forgiven. You know, because whatever you give out comes back to you. It's like to
two
keep
holes.
It. Yeah, to keep it, you got to give it away. This is Thanksgiving, right?
Yep.
So I got my friend out there at our place, right? You know, you got to call in for a reservation, right? It doesn't work where you can walk in. No, I don't understand that, but that's a reason. Maybe it's because of they have to have a certain amount they know how much to make, is what I'm thinking. But I'm sure if I asked him, he would give me the reason why. But you do have to call in, right? And right now at our place, they're doing a beautiful Thanksgiving deal. And he is famous, right, for his Thanksgiving stuff, where he does more catering on Thanksgiving than any restaurant I know, because of the fact he really has this cooking turkey and all the sides. At our place, they have it down to perfection. And that's Greg and Jay. They run that operation. They're doing so good, they just opened up a second location.
Wow.
On Missouri Avenue. Yeah,
he's probably looking for manpower, too, and
Step up. Right, and then corporations do their catering there, too. Like, they'll do their corporate parties at our place. So right now, if you want to call in, but you have to call and get a reservation, and I'm not even sure if you can do it that way, because maybe they only take it the day before. But if they do, call. Maybe someone didn't show up. You can get their spot. But if you want to go for great Thanksgiving, it's our place.
All right. Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I just want to let you know we have Fred on the line. He only has a few minutes.
Wow, salty dog. Wasn't I just talking about him? Were you reading? I was just talking about you, Fred.
Very true.
Hey, I'm here. I'm in Ocala in traffic.
Do you know that I was just talking about? Tell him. Who was I just talking about?
He was just talking about you literally 5 minutes ago.
Right. I was saying very how true. It's a real honor
that's
to
good
do.
Thing.
Yeah, I was thinking, you can't, my young lady over here can't hear, so how about this, wait?
Much better.
Much better. Yeah, this is radio, so actually, so tell us, you do pools, remodeling, what is coping, tiles? What does that mean?
Coping on some pools is the very top edge where the deck and the pool meet.
Did you know that, Eric?
I did not know that.
Did you know that, Miss Jilly Bean?
Yes, actually, I did.
Did you know that, Tom?
Actually, yes, I did know that.
I didn't know that. So two out of four.
I recently had a pool redone.
Really?
Oh, and you didn't call me?
I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
That's okay. He's just been fired, because only when you call is salty dog.
Yeah, you paid too much, whoever you did it with.
Yes. Anyhow, so that's good to know. And so I didn't know that. And then it's resurfacing and pavers. What does pavers mean? Do you know?
That would be...
Those are the brick coverings that go modernize your deck. Most people have a concrete deck around here from the 80s, 70s, 80s, whatever. And then the pavers are the multicolored flooring that goes over that and eliminates all the cracks and all the ugliness.
We got Smarty Pants over here. Jilly Beans knows all the answers. Saying something, she's talking to me, trying to tell me what it is.
She might be able to help you out.
So I can then respond to you with some smarts. But believe me, I have no idea what you were talking about. So that just shows you how stupid I am. But this is cool stuff. That's why you hire an expert in the field, right? There's where you come in. Like in the expert in food industry would be Jilly Beans and ice cream.
Yes,
the expert in printing would be Eric from Minuteman Press, right? So you're the expert, right, Fred?
90%. Well, about 25 years worth of experience. I think that qualifies me to have a pretty good idea what I'm doing.
Do you know what you hear from old people?
Pardon me?
Do you know what you hear from an old person?
No, you
can't buy experience. Old people always say that, right?
Oh, yeah.
No one could ever, because you did a lot of, if you think about it, you did a lot of trial and error to get where you're at today.
Yes, sir. A lot of hard days at work.
Mr. Salty Dog here is 70 years old and still works from 9 in the morning or whatever, 7 in the morning till 9 at night.
Staying young.
Keeps me young.
That's right.
Right, because it's only in your heart.
I tried retiring 8 years ago and was bored to death, so I started another company and went back to work.
Well, when you're passionate about what you do, it's not work, as they say.
Right. If you, right. If you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
That's right.
That's right. So tell me your wife's name.
Teresita.
Tell me that's the most beautiful name you've ever heard.
It is. It is.
Teresita.
Very cute.
You know, doesn't that sound nice?
It's different.
It's different.
She's a great
it's
unique cook, too.
It's unique. It's a beautiful name. Teresita. And the way she says it, too.
Teresita. Teresita. Let me spell it for you. T-E-R-E-S-I-T-A.
Teresita. Love it. Just love the sound of it.
Oh, like Teresa, but with some extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's from Mexico.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
That's a Mexican name.
So anyhow, Fred, what would you like to say about the Salty Dog Pool?
Well, I educate people. I don't sell people. I educate them and let them make their own decisions. I go in and I analyze their water, show them what they're not doing and why they're destroying their pool because of imbalances and what their cleaning guy doesn't do, but they think he does, but he doesn't. And I try to teach them how to protect their investment. And when you spend money with me and we do it, you know, it's not cheap, most of them. And you want to get 20 years out of it instead of 7 or 8.
So let me ask you a question. Are you a chlorine or a saltwater pool pusher?
Well, they're both the same. Chlorine and saltwater are the same. Salt is sodium chloride. People don't realize that. They think it's something different. Hmm. But what you do is you put salt in your swimming pool. That's the holding tank, and it goes through a process with some equipment at the pump station and converts it to pure chlorine, and you don't taste it, you don't smell it, and you measure it with a little test kit, and then you just simply adjust it with a saltwater system computer that is a part of the equipment.
What do you think? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The salt water is the best.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Most people don't understand taking care of their pool. They're tired of hauling in chlorine every week in big jugs. Well, the saltwater chlorine system, saltwater system does it all for you, and you just put a 40-pound bag of salt in whenever it tells you, every 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Less maintenance.
Oh, yeah. And if you travel, you're a person that, you know, is gone for more than a week sometimes, you come back, your pool is normal rather than green.
Very good. Very nice. Anyhow, Fred, that's good. So give us your phone number and stuff, and this is the Thanksgiving special. And give us something that you're grateful for, Fred.
Well, I'm grateful to be 6 feet above the ground at 70 years of age.
Amen.
Every day is a blessing.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen. And to really believe that, too, right? Too, like,
well,
not just words. Right.
I've been blessed all my life. I've had some ups and downs, but I've been blessed.
It's how you take it.
Right. It's trial and error. It's part of life. What you got to do is you never fail if you don't. The only way you fail is when you quit trying.
Good.
Right. I never quit trying.
Right.
Never.
Okay. Hey, buddy. We're going to go on to our next guest. I want to tell you it's an honor. And then what I want to do is I said this. Do you mind me saying what I said to you today? I'd like to do a whole show, and maybe me and you, or if we could all just, I'd like to hear his story, you know. Because he's 70 years old, he has a lot of experience, you know, and I was telling him today, it's like the stories he tells, you should, right? If someone says you should, run. If they say, hey, this is my experience, what I've done. Then I tend to listen to that person, experience, strength, and hope.
Absolutely.
So Ted has a lot of, Fred has a lot of experiences where I'd like to devote a whole show to you, Fred.
All right, sounds fine.
Wouldn't that be kind of neat?
Thank you.
Yeah, because you have the.
Yeah, we can get together.
Yeah, and then you give the message of hope.
Like a documentary.
Like a documentary, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you talk to this man, he's had a very interest in life.
Just can't let the secret sauce out to the other pool people.
Can we say hello to your wife real quick?
Sure. She's sitting right here. We're in traffic.
Say hello.
I'm here. Hi.
Teresita. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Say your name.
Yeah, I'm here. Teresita.
I love the way she...
It's the way the R rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Mexico.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, Fred's
the greatest salsa in the world.
Well, there, Fred. Then you got to come to the studio with that when we do the show.
All right, we'll bring salsa and chips.
And I'll bring some tacos.
I will do pico de gallo for you and some guacamole.
Tammy makes homemade tacos that are killed to die for.
Oh,
so we can get the sauce, so we'll have the Mexican deal going.
Sure.
Of course.
All right. Anyhow, thank you for being on, and happy Thanksgiving to your to you, Fred, and your wonderful wife.
And to you, folks.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. God bless.
Nice talking.
Yes. Now, would you like Miss Jilly Bean to talk about what you got going on?
I would.
As they say, break a leg.
Yeah. All right. So Jilly Beans is joining up with fellow Patricia Avenue and Dunedin merchants to bring you our new first annual Christmas festival and fundraiser to support our local VFW Dunedin Charities and the Tampa Homeless Outreach, while providing holiday live music, food, local beer, gift raffles, and more for our local community to enjoy.
That's wonderful.
I read it?
Yes.
Sorry.
See, there it is. Compliment and smile. I guess I got to be... No,
it
did.
You practice that.
I don't know. That's all right. You know, people, when I say all the stuff I say, like, you know, the quotes on gratitude and all that, I've had my customers say, you don't sound like you're reading it, but you do it really well. Well, do I have paper in front of me?
It's experience.
Back to the experience.
But you know what I'm saying? I don't have paper in front of me on all the stuff I'm saying. And I've had emails saying that, you read that so good. Like you can't tell you're reading it. And I'm like, I email back, no, I don't have paper in front of me. So, yes. So we're going to let you read it one more time. Ready? Go. Seriously, go.
All right. So it's the Jilly Beans Christmas Festival and Fundraiser. To make I need the paper. So anyway, we're doing a sock drive for the Tampa Homeless Outreach. We're trying to get packages of socks. People that bring us a package of socks will get 5 $1 tickets to go towards one of the gift baskets that we'll be raffling off. There should be a lot of gift baskets. I know that we have at least 12 right now, but we're working on the rest of them. We haven't quite narrowed down our music yet.
Oh, that's who I wanted to get in touch with. Yeah, because we the guy from the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
We should call him. Tammy, call the Boy Scout guy.
Gary. Okay.
Yeah.
So, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Did I hear that I'm making tacos?
Yes. We're not sure when yet.
Okay. Yes. Actually, that works. I'll make a taco bar for everybody.
That's it. And nice. Then a salad for my friend here.
I'll make you a taco salad.
I don't know.
I might go
with tacos that day.
It might go with tacos.
I can make you a taco salad. I make really good taco salad.
Yeah. But get Gary on the line.
Okay.
Because we've been doing fundraisers for Gary, and so far we're up to like $6,000. So
nice.
Far.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Something like $6,000-$7,000. And we do it for the Boy Scouts. The best we ever did was $45,000 for St. Jude's Hospital.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what we do is we don't have the checks made out to us. Like, for the St. Jude's deal is we had them all made out to the doctor.
Right.
So you talk about 100% of the donations going. If we don't touch the money.
Exactly.
How can we get in? And I just found, just from a safety standpoint.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This way I don't have to give any paperwork. You know, wow, I wish she was here, but I can show you. Last year we gave out 2,000 turkeys.
Oh, wow.
And I can show it to you. It was like, but like then I say we and then I catch myself. Because really, Walmart gave out the turkeys. Winn-Dixie gave out the turkeys. Okay. Donations gave out the turkeys.
Right.
I just facilitated it. And then what we did
is...
It's a team. So what we did is we thought, okay, homeless people are coming in, right? We noticed that one year. So what we did is we, Papa's Restaurant, I don't know if you remember Papa's Restaurant in Tarpon, anybody?
No.
But anyhow, it's big. So the gentleman that was there opened the facility so we can cook turkeys. And then when the homeless people came in, they got a voucher, right? So they went there and got a cooked turkey. Because how's a homeless person going to cook?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, so when you were talking about homeless, we didn't think of that.
Right.
And we had people pulling up on bicycles and we're handing them turkeys. I wish I had the picture of that on my thing. We had a, we took pictures of it and everything and put it on Facebook. You know, when you can give to someone that can't give back to you, that's the greatest feeling in the
world.
It
really is.
You know, you want to talk about increasing your image, like your self-image. Is that the right word for it?
I'd say so.
That you feel good about yourself? Give to someone that can't give to you, right? So find someone that, you know, like say a homeless person, give them some clothes. Do you have the picture of that too? Can you show them the picture of us giving out the turkeys and the media kit? There's one in my car.
Yeah, I have them. Hold on one second, though. We just have Lynn on the line from Papagol.
Papagol.
I think Papagol.
Papagol popcorn. She'll probably donate some popcorn.
I might ask her to be there, too.
Would you? Yeah.
Because I do want vendors there.
Yeah. Could she sell the popcorn?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. See that? Good news.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good news. This is my girl.
I know. I hadn't met her that day, remember?
You did?
When I bought popcorn, you were supposed to give me $50 so I could split it with her.
Well, there you go. The checks
remember
in the
mail.
Yeah, checks in. I will.
I do remember something about that now.
The checks in the mail.
Okay.
We do got a bunch
Miss
of gifts.
Jelly Bean?
Yeah, I got over 1,000. Yes. And you went to the store and purchased stuff?
Oh, yeah. I sat there and talked, and I just haven't had a chance because I've been busy. But, however, Lynn...
I know, and I was supposed to come by you and bring some popcorn towards by your restaurant, and I haven't made it either. So
well, let me throw this at you. On December 19th, we're having a festival and fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to put up a little booth and sell your things and donate a portion of your sales... We could do that.
Sure. Are you gonna at your restaurant there?
Yes.
At the Jelly Bean?
Yeah, that's correct.
Very cool.
Yeah. What day is that? Let me see. I got a calendar.
It's a Saturday.
Right,
it'll be from 2 to 6.
Yeah, I'm open here from 12 to 5, unfortunately, and I imagine that's going to be a busy day, a busy time.
Probably. So we'll try and work something out.
But yeah, but I can bring some bags. I can have some bags made up for you to do over there anyway, if nothing else. So.
Yeah, and sell them, because she needs to make money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then it's whatever she doesn't, whatever you don't sell, I'll buy all of them.
All right. Bring 400.
All of them, and I'll make 1,000 bags.
There you go.
No, I will. I'll buy every one of them right at the end of the day, and then just start giving them out, and then just give me the bill.
All right.
And then I'll...
He'll send me a check.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, I think we've heard this before, haven't we?
Yes, right.
Yeah, from a couple other people.
Yes, but no,
somebody was supposed to get a gift certificate. I don't know what happened there either.
I have over $1,000 worth of gift certificates in my car right now.
You should raffle them.
Yeah, I can raffle some of them off. Yes, see that? And then I will get some to you also. But right now, really, restaurants, even cruise lines, everything.
Yeah, we can put them in baskets. You can make us some baskets.
I need some of those for the Fuse Therapy event on December 5th.
Yes. And we're doing that also. Is that part of this deal?
No. It's actually going to be in Pinellas Park at a park. And it's basically it's going to be a race for the kids. They're all disabled. And they have these special bikes. So what we're trying to raise money for is one particular little girl. She's absolutely adorable. But that's what the event is for. And so because of COVID, they can only have like 5 kids out on the track at once. But they're also going to be doing it virtually for the children that can't actually come out.
Very nice.
But it is December 5th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I'll get the actual details and I'll be right back.
Yeah, see if you can get Amanda on the line. Let her know where...
She's out of town. I actually did speak with her, but I told her we were going to do a promo for her event.
And you just did. See that? And that's another thing I do, too, just to be upfront with you. I'll be on the phone with someone, and I'll tell them I'm going to do a promo for them.
Right.
The show's over. And then I look down at my notes, and I never did it.
Mr. So. Gratitude.
I'm just pointing out, this is my cleansing day.
You must be.
So I got Frank's Pizza that I don't promote him when he gives us pizza. I say, people, I'm going to promote you, and I don't do it. What else you want to pick on me for?
We're not picking you.
Pick on Brian Day. Yeah,
he's cleansing himself, I think.
I'm cleansing, right? Yeah. You know what they say? You're only as sick as your secrets, right?
True.
So, and a problem shared is half solved. So I got to take better notes. I did say I don't take notes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Papa Go, my lady, where would we be without you? See, we got a big thing going for the event with Jelly Beans. So aren't you excited?
Oh, yeah. Can hardly contain myself.
Out of all the people you met, right, who's the best salesman you ever talked to?
That would have to be
VC. There you go.
Brian Cash.
That's
the one
it.
And only.
That's it. You've been with me. You're a loyal popical.
Yeah.
We're going to pop our sails all the way down to the happy trails of popical popcorn.
So you know that we've partnered here. Polly's got some books here in the store. You know, Polly, our local authoress.
Yes.
Polly Bowen. She brought some books in a store, and then her friend from Cosmic Eye Creations brought in a lot of jewelry and sage and all kinds of trinkets and just
very good.
So
she's a wonderful. Doesn't she look like Cinderella every time?
Right.
So we wrote co-authored a book. She gave me credit here. I'm cleansing. I didn't really have nothing to do with it. But she put my name down as the author, right?
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
So it made me look good. So I was going around telling people, oh, I authored this book. You know, it's a kid's book. It was kind of a neat book. I'd like to tell you the story, but it would take too long. But anyhow, I had nothing to do with it. But this is cleansing day. So ask me a question, anybody. Call in. You want
no,
the
no,
truth.
No, no, no. Don't do it.
It's what cleansing. Is cleansing day?
Today is cleansing day. I'm telling the truth about me.
Well, oh, okay. I thought maybe you weren't eating for
yes.
Thanksgiving. I thought maybe you were doing a...
Oh, a cleansing.
Like a fast. Like a
no.
Cleansing fast.
No. We're not doing that. But just be a kid.
Especially not on Thanksgiving.
Right. This is Just Be a Kid fundraiser. It's hosted by Pulse Therapy. And it is kind of neat, though, if you see what they're doing. You know?
See.
So anyhow, so tell us about Popical.
What would you like to know?
Are you open more now, or are you been able to open up to the public more often?
I'm open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 12 to 7. Well, actually, till 5 on Saturday.
Hey, whatever happened with that light pole that fell down?
Oh, I guess they left it down.
Oh, my gosh.
But then they had a welder come around and weld all the rest of them, so they didn't fall down. So,
that
yeah.
was crazy.
Did you get Gary on the line?
Actually, it went to voicemail. I don't know if he's maybe out of town or something. I'm not sure. But
text
shout out
him.
To Gary. I will. But can I give the info for the Fuse Therapy event?
Yes.
Okay. So the event is taking place December 5th. We are taking donations, also any gift certificates or anything that we can auction. And it's Just Be a Kid bike ride. So it's for an adaptive bike, and it's for a particular little girl, which is Presley. I don't know if you guys could see her. She is absolutely adorable. And it's taking place at Lori Park. It's at 5500 62nd Avenue North Pinellas Park. And you just come to the park, and if you want to drop off something or buy some raffle tickets or make a donation, or if you want your child to participate, you can come out or give Amanda a call at 918-810-3109. That's December 5th at Lori Park in Pinellas Park.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you see this, and I was just thinking, you know, can I ask this question? So we put this in our media kit, what we did for St. Jude's Hospital, right? And then we put in the media kit about the turkeys, right? Could it be the opposite now, right? Right? Do good and keep it a secret.
It's an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no?
Right? Do good and just keep it a secret. Is it wrong? Could it be wrong from a spiritual standpoint? Right? Because, you know, I'm showing you what we did, but I have, you know, we do it because we have the photos, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But can could that also be bad? Right? Because of the fact that, why don't you just show me by your actions what you do, not your words?
I think that's
Pretty powerful.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that you, you know, that you put it out there, but it is best, I think, to do it, you know, without
awareness.
You guys want to play a game? Who wants to play a game?
I guess we do.
Tom, you want to play a game? Do you want to play a game, Tom?
No, I'm in.
Okay, Tammy, you want to play? Mr. Grandin Doyle.
Okay,
here it is. Here's the game, and you guys are going to report in next week. All right, so you do something good, right? If the person finds out, right, of course, because they're going to have to know, you get 1 point. Right, but then if you can do something good for someone, they don't find out, and you don't tell anybody, right? You get 2 points. And then as soon as you do something that's good and you tell someone, you go back to zero. Right?
That's a spin.
That's a spin, right? And then would you guys like to report in next week? Just for the show, we can report in the numbers, even though I'm like, aha, you go back to zero. But see how many points you can get. And who wants to play the game? You in, Jelly Bean?
I'm not nice.
You in, Eric?
I'll play. Yeah, I mean,
you in, Tom?
I'm a little confused, but I'm in.
Okay, I'll just say it again then, because maybe if you're confused.
I do so many things, I've already got 100 points.
Oh, you're back to zero.
Yeah. I haven't told you the 100 things I did. So.
But if you can do good, right? And for another human being, but they find out, that's okay. But no one else can find out. So if they find out, you get 1 point. But if you can do good, right, for someone and not tell anybody, and that person doesn't find out, you get 2 points. Can you do good basically without telling people?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. And maybe the person you do good for will find out. And all my audience, too. My millions of people that are tuned in.
Good game.
Mom, please.
Play the game, Mom. Play the game.
Let's just see how many points you can get. Because I really believe, you know.
Isn't us calling in and telling you how many points we got pretty much telling you that?
Yeah, but we're just going to limit. Yeah. So who's going to win, you think?
Lynn.
Huh?
Lynn.
The popicle.
I am in a position to do good, so.
Yes.
She's set for success.
I'd be easier.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're out? Tammy, you in?
I might be smart.
Tammy's in, too.
Tammy's in.
Okay, so whoever's in, you can call the station, say you're in, and whoever gets the most points gets $50.
The check's in the mail.
I'm a high-paying show here. All right.
I see 50s flying everywhere.
50s flying everywhere. I'm buying her popcorn.
I can see you guys.
Like, pop, what popcorn?
But if we tell you what we did good, then the person will know, no?
Yes.
Then you go to zero.
Then you go to zero. Well,
I got you.
So if you notice, I'm going to ask everybody first. And then I'm going to say, you're all at zero, I won.
Well, what it is, you can't say what you did. You can only say that you did something.
Yes. Okay.
So we have to work on the honor system. And if I win, I'm going to donate my money to Fuse Therapy event.
Well, I got some people I need to sponsor. Okay. And just if you guys can hold off for 5 minutes, can I do it?
Absolutely.
With your permission. Are you having fun, Miss Jelly Bean?
I'm having a blast.
Okay. What day is your event?
December 19th.
Okay. And is that your shop, right?
It's at my shop and my neighboring shops.
Yeah,
at 368 Patricia Avenue.
You going to be there?
What day is that?
It's a Saturday, December 19th.
Possibly. I don't know what I'm up to. Yeah, if I'm not up to anything, absolutely.
Well, yes. You're not. There's nothing on your calendar.
No, I don't think there is, honestly.
No, I cleared it.
You got it cleared? Yeah. Get after it.
That's it. It's cleared. Okay, Amanda Austin Antiques, right? Just if you look at this, the stuff that he has there. I told him like this when I was at Amanda's antique shop. I said, you should charge someone like $1 to walk in. Do you like antiques?
I've got a bunch of old Avon antiques that are quite worth some money, to believe it or not.
Yeah,
my
sure.
My mom used to sell it, and I was a little kid, and I'd run around with her, you know, door to door.
No, I know. And that antiques. Was the way to do it back then, yeah. too. There was no big internet. Money. Big money. Yeah, and plus you socialize, too. And you're with a group of people. No, when I was with, was it Amway? Yeah, that's the one okay. that's out of Orlando. Which is the one out of Orlando that's the multi-level one? He owns the Orlando Magic. But anyhow.
Oh, that's out of Michigan. Grand Rapids, I think.
Yeah, so yeah. anyhow, it was just really neat. We won at Christmas time. All these people that were trying to succeed, like success breeds success. We went on horse rides. There was the hay. And they did the thing. And we all went through the neighborhood singing songs. We had a barn fire. But very you're nice. Around people that... Maybe they're not succeeding or they're succeeding, but at least you're around entrepreneurs, people trying to do something with their lives and
right.
and having the dream, right? And Amway was a cool stuff. Like, and it was just multi-level, so it gets a bad name, right, to some people. But really, it's when you go to those meetings and stuff, it was really fun because you were around people and you're getting enthusiastic messages from the speakers. And, you know, I would dress up and wear a tie and all that. And you're around just, it was just a good time in my life when I did that. Anyhow, it turned out well. But Amanda Austin Antiques, his store, you should pay to go there. He's right there at Coastal Plaza in Dunedin. And he's next to the Walmart. And he's a great guy. Maybe you can go and show him your antiques or something. But if you just want to have fun, you know, just going through his shop. I got a ladybug from the 1950s. Right, there was this beautiful ladybug, and guess what? My lady, she owns Ladybug do-it-yourself pest control.
Oh wow, okay.
So I couldn't. I said I'll take it, and I brought it to her. And oh, I did something good.
And he told us about it.
Well, I'm hurrying back to zero, but you can restart. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can I do good and not tell anybody? And then I got this Dunning and Florin. These people are unbelievable. He has three locations. So he started with me when he had one. Then he opened up two. Now he's got three locations.
Wow.
Right? So you know he's doing the right thing. And they take our inside back cover. Oh, right behind the Popical Tropical. You still there, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we got Caliber Bail Bonds. We got the Taylor Cleaning. That guy is 90 years old.
Wow.
He just turned 90, and he still goes into work. 90 years old. You know the changes he's must seen? He's owned this business for 50 years.
Wow.
Incredible.
Incredible. 90-year-old man, and he's in Countryside Taylor Cleaners, and he still works. His name is Emerson, right?
90.
And then we got Helena's Hair Design. That's my son. He's a hairstylist.
Oh, good for him.
You know, he's been best man at two different weddings, right? And that I judge that a little bit, I do. And then he's never in controversy. If there's controversy, right, he's not in it. So I know if there's something controversial happening at the house, I know he's not in it.
He takes the high road.
He takes the high road. And then, oh, Suncoast. I hope he's tuned in. These guys, let us bring your car over the finish line, Suncoast. You talk about, they do racing cars. So if you know they can build racing cars, right? You know, they know the deal. They're race car quality. And you know, but they do air condition, brakes, tune-ups, custom engine rebuilding. They're the good old fellas.
They do it all.
Yeah, the good old fellas. And this and the one man there, he's a Vietnam veteran. But you wouldn't know it, you know. But he's a vet.
Just
you know, he fought for our country. And he's really, you know, he's one of those guys that you can tell is down to earth. And he talks straight to you. But he's a man that's been in the industry for like 50 years, too. So, and then you got Len Shell, my good friend's there. You got Brenda's, man. Oh, wow, Brenda on the Causeway. What a lady she is. She supplies stuff for her family. She's really a mom and pop operation. Because all her family works there. And then you got Alan. He was supposed to come in. He's a comedian. He does comedian stuff also.
They still doing that right now?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he's still doing it. Oh, and then you got Jilly Bean.
What?
Yes. Look how colorful her ad is. And then, remember we were going to say fresh made to order? Or how does this sound? Live, love, laugh, and eat ice cream. And then Mobility Plus. She's the commander. She's the commander. She has Mobility Plus right there on County Road 1. Oh, look, he took a picture. And then we have Cricketeers, the Irish guy, Dicey's, Loving Pizza. We know our place today is they're doing, call them up and do the Thanksgiving deal because you got to call ahead of time. And then my friend Julian. Do you mind that I'm taking up all this time?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, because Julian was 17 years old and he was working at Johnny's Italian Restaurant and he was a dishwasher. And Johnny's was a big-time advertiser of mine, big-time.
Hard work.
Yeah, me and him, I carpeted his place. So when you carpet someone's place, you know you're friends with the person, mm-hmm. right? And he bought the plaza. He started just with a little restaurant on Drew Street. Okay. Now he owns like four or five plazas.
Wow.
Good right? Man. So Julian's is...
Is he 18 now?
No, he's 40.
Okay.
He's 40, and he's still my friend. And then Bro's Pizza. This is Alty. He just recently had a baby. We did the thing. I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to take a chance for $50. You ready?
Let's go.
And it's got to be exact. Because I did this, and Jade guessed 1/10 of a point off. $50, Eric. How much did the baby weigh for Bro's Pizza?
8 pounds.
Okay. What do you say?
8 pounds, 1 ounce.
It was close. 8.10. Glad I didn't have to give 50 away. I'm thinking I want you guys to get it wrong. I'm not happy for you.
Checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail. Rose Pizza. I should have let Lynn do it. Lynn, I'm sorry. What would you have said?
Actually, 8.9 was coming to mind. So.
Wow.
Well, I figured it must have been a big baby or you wouldn't bring it up if it was
just... Well, he owns Bro's Pizza, right?
Yeah.
And that's right. On East Bay Drive. He knows he's feeding his wife lasagna. Bro's Pizza, they do free delivery and Alty. If you wanted someone that looked like they were from New York, like you would know it's him.
Yeah, we're right next to him.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then we got the Chatterbox. You know, they have two locations, but the one I really care about is the one in Dunedin. They are old-fashioned. You know, he has a thing in there from 1961 when his dad started the business. It's an ad they did. How much do you think all-you-can-eat grouper was?
$1.99.
That's a good question. $1.50.
99 cents.
I was thinking 99 cents, too.
Wow. Really all-you-can-eat grouper. Imagine that. That's Chatterbox, right? Billy owns that. He does fish and chips. He really, why his food's so good? And like he thinks I'm kidding when I say this. Because just like you, he's right across the street from you.
I know. Yeah,
yeah, so what Billy does is, I can say just like you, you know. But really I should say Jelly Beans so people don't know what you is, right? But he makes everything fresh to order.
That's why.
That's right. So that's cool. And then AA Absolute. Do you know why he had the AA?
So that it'll be the first one in the phone book.
That's right.
He's actually coming out for a quote, I think, Friday for me.
Really?
Got him out of the book, yeah.
That's a neat story. Talk more about that.
Yeah. Just I grabbed a coupon book, you know, that got dropped off, and I was looking through it, and he came up, and I said, it looked like a pretty good ad, and he's going to come over Friday and give me a quote on my tree cutting.
Really? And then you're dealing with Brent? Or do you know who?
It might be Brent.
Yeah, real nice guy.
Brent. I'm always,
yeah.
I think I always forget names. I'm
but you know what? Maybe he doesn't want me to say this to you, but he owns like 20 houses.
Wow.
And he rebuilds them and stuff like that. And he like makes built-in pools. I should have talked to the salty dog. Hmm. You know? And then you got Ty Nana. She's right there on Palm Harbor. She does the best Thai food. She's really good. And oh, that's who you got to call. Hey.
Whoa.
Oh my God. See, Tammy. Oh, call C. Tell her. Call Bruce. CBD. We'll end the show with him. Can you call CBD? Oh my God. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cleansing
it's
day.
It's definitely not written down.
So, if anybody knows, I did. Oh, and Dunedin.
Oh my. You so should have looked in that book before you guys.
Right. Yeah, Dunedin. I was going to start the show that way. You know? Dunedin Records and Audio, though. He's going to be going more with the audio.
Yes, I know.
Right. He's a really nice guy. He's Frank. And so, but the one that, if you haven't heard, I heard you use the word love today, really. Not that much, I maybe. But Blue Sock.
Records, wow.
Right? That's love right there. She's this, she cares. And you know what? She's going to be perfect for you. For this homeless thing, that's what she does.
Who is that?
Blue Saki. Her name's Angie. She supports so many people. Like, so many people depend upon her. And she'll hire people and get jobs done for people. And it's just, she's a wonderful lady. She is. She's unbelievable. And then the Hazy Beer. And then the Medicine Shop. Wow, the Medicine Shop. Right there in Dunedin. He just had his sign blew off during that windstorm.
Oh, really?
His whole sign blew off.
Lucky that all it was.
Yes. And then we got Seminole Subs. Oh, Carmelitas. Unbelievable. All these people that we have in the book. The Auto Shine Car Wash. Oh, Popical. Where are you? You're in the book, Popical.
Yeah, I'm near the back.
No, you know why? I got a line for you. Someone told me this. So anyhow, when the people close the book, right? Mm-hmm. The last one they're going to remember is you. Somebody told me that, and I've been using that. Why am I in the back of the book? Because I want people to remember you.
Well, Bruce was not available, but we need to get your, how we contact Minuteman.
Minuteman. Well, he's here. Tell us, Minuteman. Take it over.
What do you want me to tell you?
Whatever you want. Tell me something good you did for someone.
No. Save that for next week.
Yeah, I don't want to get minused already.
Right.
I'm in the arrears. But what we have done good this year for a lot of local customers out there is we made a free website with the COVID. Because you can take things positive, you can take a negative, and we took them positive. It's a free website. It's called bouncebackusa.com. It's totally free, no strings attached. And basically, it just lets other local businesses know that you're open for business. So that's kind of taken off. That was giving back. And on top of that, we also give a free COVID poster out with that, or multiple posters if it's like a restaurant or someone struggling out there. So we've really been trying to help the locals back over this tragic pandemic, I guess we call it. And what's kind of really nice, because I think hard work pays off, and I think it was Largo City was out 2 weeks ago and actually just called me up out of all the printers, out of all the businesses, and just recognized me and came out and did a taping of me. And that was very cool. So I was very blessed this year through all the tough times that, and being here on a radio too. So it's through all the ugliness and I've had my moments like everyone where it's just been so hard and stuff. And I just hope they don't shut things down because a lot of us will be in trouble, including myself.
Right.
So
so what would you like to say about the event real quick?
This event is a fundraiser for the veterans. From the VFW Post 2550, awesome. And from the Tampa Homeless Outreach.
And I would like to say the lady I love the most is Angie from Blue Saki.